Welcome back to the Pitch Pod, everyone. I'm your host, Jeff. Join with me, as always, is my co-host, Joe Janner. Joe, how are you today?
Jeff, I'm doing well. Sunday. You got the hat memo. We are getting into wrapping up season 4 of the Pitch Pod. But as always, I'm glad to be here. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, as you mentioned, Sunday fun day. Lots of excitement happening in the football world. We're here today to discuss the Champions League final, of course, Dortmund versus Real Madrid. That's going to be a super exciting match. But we can't not mention the games that just happened recently over the past couple of days. Wembley Stadium's been busy. Joe, we kind of break down what happened these past couple of days.
Well, exactly. You said it. I mean, a FA Cup final featuring Manchester City versus Manchester United with the winners. I mean, I don't think anybody picked it. We didn't, certainly on the Pitch Pod, pick Manchester United winning, but congratulations to them. And then just today, not too long ago, Southampton getting through 1-0 over Leeds to be promoted to the English Premier League. So congratulations to both those teams in those finals.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a heartbreak game, and you got to feel for Leeds. You got to feel for their fan base. But, hey, they have a chance next year. And Southampton, congrats to them. That's a big deal moving back up to the Premier League. So that's huge for them. But we're here to talk Champions League. We got Dortmund versus Real Madrid. Joe, you said it earlier. This is Real Madrid's tournament. You know, they're the favorites. There's no denying it. But Dortmund had to get through some heavy hitters just to make it to this final. And they've kind of been the underdog this whole tournament. And, you know, I'm not quick to discount that. I'm not quick to say, oh, Real Madrid's got this. They got the stars. They got Vinicius Jr., Bellingham, Luka. You know, I'm thinking about it a little bit differently. I kind of feel like, you know, this game might potentially mean more to Dortmund. So what are some initial thoughts that you have going into this, Joe?
I was going to say, absolutely. The fact that Dortmund's gotten themselves into this here, they've given themselves an opportunity to win this competition, lends itself to suggest none of this is a given, right? I mean, they worked, they put the time in, they got the results to get here. I don't know how you could just say it's just a given. I know as much as we joke or we kid, you know, suggest that Real Madrid's actual tournament and they are the favorite and this, that, whatever, so it's going to happen. I think that Dortmund can, and I think there's a real possibility or probability that they could get the win in this one. How? That's going to require them almost, I hate to use the word, but flawless in a sense in terms of their execution of what they can do within the players and the parameters that they have to work with to get it done. So that'll be saying, I mean, I'm looking forward to hear your insight, Jeff, on what you think and how this match is going to turn out.
Yeah, well, without getting too far ahead, just some players I wanted to mention briefly for BVB is, you know, their striker, Füllkrug. He is dangerous at all times, big, strong guy. So, yeah, I'd be looking out for him. One of their defenders, Hummels, one of their center backs, he can even be dangerous and get in the mix. I personally really like their 11, their veteran player, Roos. And so when you think of, you know, which team's got the stronger attack, who's more dangerous offensively, you probably think Real Madrid, and maybe they are. But again, I'm just not quick to discount what Dortmund brings to the table. They're going to be dangerous. They're going to be very dangerous. And on the other side, of course, Real Madrid. Joe, can you speak briefly about Bellingham and Vinicius Jr. or anyone else that you think might have a big game?
I mean, we've seen Rodrigo in the past show up for big games and make, you know, have an impact in this. I mean, I think it's going to require a full comprehensive effort from both teams, obviously. But I think with Real Madrid, you talk about Bellingham and you talk about Vinicius Jr. Yes, as probably the obvious, but I mean they've done well and they've gotten to where they're at, not only within this, this competition, within their whole campaign of 23, 24, because they've utilized and been able to get the most out of a lot of players. And so I think in this one, you are going to see this Real Madrid side going through and being successful if and when they're able to utilize everybody. Whereas I think the reverse side with Dortmund, I think it's going to be efficiency. I think it's going to be effectiveness. Like I said before, it's eliminating. I mean, it's always in these types of championship games, it's going to be like it can come down to who makes the lesser of the mistakes and or which of the two sides makes the mistake that doesn't result in the other team capitalize on it to get a goal and this and that, whatever. So I think Dortmund's probably going to this thinking, how efficiently can we play? How effectively can we utilize what we have to work with? Whereas Real Madrid's saying, let's get the most out of everybody. Let's, like you said, utilize this fact that we have an expansive footballing side that can be a strong attacking team and get goals and more goals and get the job done.
Yeah, and Joe, I just want to real briefly throw some stats at you here and get your reaction. So Dortmund is the percentage of likelihood of them winning this game as voted on by the Google users is 19% Dortmund probability of winning, 19%, pretty low, to a Real Madrid 59%. The remaining percentile is 22% going into extra time. So almost 60% of the fan base that voted is voting for Real Madrid to win this in regulation, Joe. What are some initial thoughts after hearing that?
I mean, those numbers, if that's legitimately how those figures are determined and how they're calculated, they're based on where the world looks in and when the world is looking into this level of competition, and you're looking at Real Madrid and saying, yeah, I mean that would be the way to go. That'd probably be the easier, softer approach to picking a winner in this one. And 60% probably somewhat, I'd say fair, right? If you are having to calculate the idea of them this going into extra time, that takes, that changes the dynamic as far as just outright picking a winner. So if that's legitimately what those numbers are suggesting, that in regulation time, Real Madrid has that much more likelihood of winning, I think those are fair numbers. I don't know that that tells the picture and the story of exactly how it's. I don't know if you're going to see in relationship that much of a dominating side of performance to get the result, if that makes any sense. But I think that those numbers are relatively fair.
Well, it's been a great Champions League. It's been fun to watch. Joe, I think I'm ready for my prediction, unless you have anything else to add. And I'll tell you what, why don't you go ahead and go first on this one?
I will probably not surprise too many people by suggesting that Real Madrid will win this. I don't think that they run away with it. I think that in a final, typically you'll see teams taking more time to find themselves within the match, maybe feeling out the opposition. So not maybe as many goals scored as you might think. I think it's, but in this game and in the sport itself, it just takes the one. I think they get a couple. I think Dortmund's not kept from zero. So I have Real Madrid winning 2-1.
Ooh, that make for a fun game to watch for sure. Yeah, that I do agree. I think it's gonna be close. I don't think it's gonna be tons of goals either. But I don't know. I feel like Dortmund, they've proven their worth. They've gotten here through some monster opponents. And I just feel like, they're gonna take advantage of the opportunity. They're gonna be up for this match. And so I'm going to actually go with Dortmund winning this, the underdog, and I have them winning by the narrowest of margins, Joe. I have them winning this just 2-1.
So the opposite.
The opposite. And again, who knows? Maybe there's something dramatic. Maybe this thing goes into PKs, Joe.
It's always a possibility. I mean, that's why we're tuning in. I mean, yeah, I don't think that, as we've talked about, then you can't really discount or take the fact that, Dortmund's done a lot to get here. And could they continue? Could they get the job done in this one? I mean, well, we'll see. I think we're all looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to tune in. And as we wrap up season four here, Joe, I just want to quickly mention our table that our competition between you and myself and our picks at the Pitch Pod. And And Joe, I hate to break it to you, but we're currently sitting, after my prediction of Southampton winning, we're currently sitting at 46 to 36. So even if you get the ring dinger, the 6 points, I'm sorry, but season four belongs to this guy.
Well, okay, fair enough. Congratulations. I hope in the video there's going to be some exciting fireworks graphics and anything else that you can add on to that to give yourself props and to rein you again the winner of our however you want to phrase it, competition. Pick these points. But well done, Jeff. That lends itself to some good picks, of course, along the way. And we'll see how this one turns out. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and thank you everyone for tuning in this season. It's been a blast. We can't wait to bring more content in the future, and we'll see you on the pitch next season.
Please do us a favor, hit that like and that subscribe. Don't forget, we're available on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify.
In a game, the round ball, round posts, anything can happen.